What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Terry is on the line right now. Terry, how are you?
I'm well.
You hello, good? Mr. Pluto.
Hello there, Jeff.
Can we talk about vacations with you two? Let's just go right to it.
No.
We don't want to do that. All right, then let's go to the Guardians. Jerry, your thoughts on where they are right now. That's a horrific losing streak they're coming off of last night. And just how does this thing get better, or does this thing become a fire sale quicker than we ever thought it would this year?
Well, when people keep saying stuff like that, fire sale as in who?
Anybody who's got a contract that's up within the next, I don't know, year, or would you give up somebody like Kwan?
Names, please. I don't mean to be a jerk. But
no, that's okay. But,
point. Names, please.
Wait, say that again?
Names.
I know where you're going, Terry, and I've thought the same thing.
About
the only thing I think is this. If some team thinks Bieber could be healthy and help them this year and next, if he's not going to pick up his option here, and maybe if a team needs Carlos Santana, if they need a first baseman. Other than that, I don't think they have a lot of value to trade.
Well, then here's the other one I was going to go was, like, this bothers me over the last 2 days. Like, you start hearing Kwan's name because he's got arbitration coming, and then you're like, well, you know what? We're like Pavlov's dogs, and we're already trained to let these guys go if they're a good player or not. And we're just used to it by now, so let's see what they can get for him. I guess that's where I'm saying fire sale. Look down the road.
I mean, to Jeff's point, you don't have much to fire sale. This is not like even when they had Mike Clevenger to get rid of, or who had turned down a lot of different extensions, or when they had, Lindor. Really, if you look at it, they don't always just trade everybody. I mean, heck, Bieber just signed an extension, you know, all those kind of things. Bieber did too, but I was thinking of Bibby. The point that I'm saying is they don't have that much to sell because most of the guys that they have are younger and there wouldn't be that appealing. You know, Class A would be very appealing to both, should be both to Cleveland and also to other teams. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now, Paul Sewald is making more money than Class A.
Wow. That's interesting.
What's Class A worth if you're trying to rebuild things and you're tired of watching guys
well,
that are hitting
here's what
less than 240?
He's 27. You know? He's under contract for 4.6 this year and I think 5 next year. And I forgot whether it's 2 or 3 team options following that for $10 million a year.
Yeah, I think it's 2, Terry.
2, so all right, 4 years. 3 and a half left. I mean, as I said, Paul Sewald's making more money than he is. Barlow last year made more money because they signed him, and he, you got to understand why Quas they did that. He's got a lot of family responsibilities back in the Dominican, and he was able to sign that long-term contract, get a bunch of money pushed up front, and take care of his family. So it's not like anybody did a stupid deal or whatever. People are in different spots in their life, and frankly, most of the time when you're a pitcher and you're young and they throw an extension at you, take it.
Because you never
know when Tommy John comes knocking on that door.
Yeah, like Bibby did.
But nonetheless, it hasn't on Class A, so therefore, it's a really interesting question there. I mean, he's the one guy that might bring back a lot of assets, but the rest of these guys, I mean, okay, so you move Carlos for whatever, and you could play Manzardo at first and bring up Kafis, and you could bring him to Lauder, but that it's not like they have these bigger name guys to trade like in the past, Cliff Lee for a bunch of people or Sabathia, you know, and now that's going way back since they're both retired. It's interesting to me too how sometimes we get frozen on things that as we get a little older, we don't realize how far back they are in the rearview mirror.
True.
Terry, would you think about Class A? I mean, a closer is a huge part of a good team. A team that's struggling might not need a closer as badly as a team that's, you know, knocking on the door, yet the Guardians have tons of bullpen guys who you think could be closers.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a possibility. Of course, as I mentioned before, because he has such great team control, it isn't about this year. For him at all. It's just about how big of an asset do you think he is and that kind of stuff. I mean, if you look at his stats like over the last 15 games or something, I was looking at the other day, his ERA is like 1.4. I keep getting emails that he's melted down or whatever, because the game the other day where Naylor couldn't block a ball through his legs, I mean, it's like, oh, please, you know, stuff like that. But I guess the problem, as I said, the problem is there just isn't that much that you're going to trade away that's going to bring you that much in return. Unless, like Andy said, Kwan, and I would be kind of shocked if they did that. I would love to know. I'm sure they've offered him extension. I'm not sure exactly where that's at. Obviously, he didn't sign.
Is this season fixable at this point, too? And I guess it's because you have three wildcard teams, although you have six teams to jump over. Like, I want to still believe that they have a chance and that it was a 10-game losing streak. And, 1930, they were still over 500 in a very tough league when they had that 12-game losing streak. But my point is, is it salvageable? Is there something we can hang on to? Or do we need to start saying, okay, we have got to think about next year? And can five guys all be hitting under 200 in the lineup? Can it stay that way? Or is this kind of fluky? I hope it's fluky, but it's not. I don't believe that it is.
Well, the interesting thing there is because it isn't like, all right, so you trade Santana, and then you just drop in Manzardo to play some first, Cases play some first, you're opening up DH, you got David Fry, who finally hit a home run yesterday. Maybe his arm's starting to feel better or whatever, but you open that spot up, and basically the only thing you can do is bring up younger guys. You know, Lane Thomas, he's on the disabled list again with another bottle of plantar fascia. But by the way, I had that a long time ago. If you don't treat that thing right, you come back too soon, as he found out. It's not career threatening or whatever, but it is annoying. It takes a while to go away. And so I don't think they're going to line up for him. I don't know. If you make a trade for Class A, you're probably making it more towards getting.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's not going to, you're going to get some guy that's going to 25 home runs right away. I mean, they're in a spot where they've had the youngest roster in the league for the last few years, and that's what you got. You got the youngest roster.
Terry Pluto joining us from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Everybody is clamoring for Chase DeLauder. I'd love to see him. Terry, if he's down there and hitting okay and he's been getting on base, 30 straight games, something like that, and they're not bringing him up, even if you have to put Kyle Manzardo on the family leave list and you bring up Noel, there must be some reason They either think he's not ready or he's not healthy or something. What do
they
you think?
They have this theory on. Well, first of all, he'd never played more than 55 games in a pro season until this year. Think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
And then also the sports hernia thing was a fairly serious surgery, not career threatening, but whatever. So they're trying to build him back up. And I guess when they bring him up, they want him to be able to play quite a bit. I went and I wrote a long thing on him in 2023 and watched him in a doubleheader in Lake County. I fell in baseball love with him. I mean, he's 6'2", like 220, moves well, very athletic. When he was at James Madison, by the way, his only Division I grant was from James Madison. That's an interesting story, too. Even though he was the West Virginia High School Player of the Year, I don't know what people were looking at back then. I really don't. But he was a closer for their college team. He throws 91, 92 miles an hour. So he's pretty fast. He's very athletic, and he's got a good arm, and he can hit. Other than that, he didn't have much going for him. And, of course, the negative is the health. But baseball-wise, he would have went in the top 10 or higher, but he already had the foot problem before that draft, which is why I think they got him at 18 or 19, something like that, in that draft. I want to see him.
Me too.
All right, Terry Pluto joining us, cleveland.com. Of course, he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Are the Cavaliers a better team today than they were when the season ended by adding Lonzo Ball, Larry Nance Jr., Tyrese Proctor, and then re-signing Sam Merrill? What do you think of the team right now?
Okay, are they and better? The only guys, who do they subtract?
Okoro.
And Ty Jerome.
Like yeah. Ty Jerome.
So basically, I always kind of try to make like two lists, you know, who came, who left.
Mm-hmm.
I'll throw it to Jeff. Jeff loves basketball. What do you think?
I think they're a little better now. I like the addition of Larry Nance. And I, for some reason, the loss of Ty Jerome doesn't irk me a ton. If Lonzo can play 50 games this year, I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, they got two ifs because Larry, I think, only played like 25 games last year.
Yeah, he was
dinged
up too.
Nance Jr. too, because they're both what you want your teams to be about. They're unselfish in that. I mean, isn't it amazing? You know, I'm actually working on a column on Ball for tomorrow, and I forgot all the hype about. I mean, knew there was hype, but it was incredible the hype about him. How about when he at his press conference where he's introduced, Magic Johnson was running the team then. He takes him over. This is in front of the media. He points to the wall where all the Laker jerseys for retired jerseys are. He goes, and I expect to see Ball's number up there too.
Wow.
No pressure. That's easy.
No pressure. 19 years old, you know. And I think the fact that he's come through all that, and, you know, he's never had any big off-the-court problems or whatever. It's always just been the knee stuff and that. It says something. He must be a pretty strong individual. That's what I was thinking. And I'm really hoping for him. I love his game. I mean, it's a purist game, 6'6". And even in his interview, the first thing he says, well, I defend, I push the ball up the floor, and I take some shots when they're there. I mean, that's your essence of a team-first point guard.
His game is terrific. I wonder, you know, where do you find the ligaments to put in the knee? Congratulations to that. But 35 games.
Yeah, he found it from a cadaver, by the way.
I know. That's,
yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
You know, and that, you got to make sure they hold, but it was almost like considered like a quote-unquote Hail Mary surgery when he had it. Well, I mean, it was a big deal. So I'm pulling
same
really
thing for
hard
Tommy
for
John back in the day, right? That's worked.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually, because they had to do cartilage. It was even more – it's just more complicated than everything. It really is. So I'm pulling for him. I thought his press conference, he handled it very well. You know, Okoro – became unplayable in the playoffs, so it's not a big loss there. And you know, Ty Jerome, until this year, I think he never played more than 50 some games. He had an injury history too. Probably these are kind of moves around the edges if you really look at it. You know, bringing Proctor, maybe he helps, maybe he doesn't this year. I'm a little more hopeful on Tyson. I kind of like Tyson's game. And I think Porter too. I just think they underused him.
Hopefully, I think the opportunities are. I know Jeff and I have talked about that too, to see if they start using him more. Do you think is the best path to maybe changing things up a little bit more by trading Garland and understanding what the second apron is here, which is extremely confusing and feels like handcuffs on the franchise trying to make moves? But is Garland the key to making another move if they need to? Are you in? Well, yeah, we hear a lot about it, you know.
Well, you have to pretend you're another team. So I'm trading for a guy who just had toe surgery. They haven't said publicly what kind, but they said he's out 4 to 6 months. Just let that hang there for a minute.
Yeah.
And then there's the, I think it's 120 some, $4 million over the next, was it 4 years or something like that. And it's a lot of money. And how deep do you want to go there? And they're in the second apron. It's very complicated, but basically they would have to almost get the exact contract in return. You can't put two together. Am I correct on that, Jeff?
Yeah, I think that's right on the money. Yeah.
Yeah. So in other words, you got to find a guy making $36 million.
It makes it all very, very interesting. Terry, thank you. We appreciate you joining us. We're up against the top of the hour. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We hope to talk to you soon here.
Thanks, Terry.
Okay, bye-bye.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.